Okay. The learning is sponsored by Phil and Peggy Zimmerman in memory of Michal ben Shraga Feibel Halevi. We are learning Megillas Esther in the second parak. We did the introduction to Mordechai HaTzadik. Is Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Abira from Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish Yishimini. Point out that there are many Yehudim apparently in Shushan, because in a couple of psukim, a couple of program later, we hear by Yehudi Maser B'Shushan. Why is he identified as Ish Yehudi? He is the Ish Yehudi, seemingly. So what exactly is going on? So we started this last time, and I thought it would be worthwhile to see inside. So on page on the first page of the Makaros here, it's from the Manos Halevi, from Shlomo Alkabetz. It's in the middle of his discussion again, very long. The top is the Manos Halevi, and then there are two Pirushim on the bottom. One is just the summary, because he just goes on and on and on and on. So it just helps you, like, stay focused on what he's talking about, and one quotes other things, but they're all by the same guy. He says, Ubiyan adayin lo shamanu tam li'inyan Yehudi. He says, so why do they call Yehudi? So he's quoting, it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara, we pointed out, Ish Yehudi, and then says Ish Yemini. Yehudi, we assume, sounds Jewish, but it also means from Yehuda. Ish Yemini, from Binyamin. So what exactly is going on? He's from Yehuda, he's from Binyamin. The Gemara seems to say, well, his mother's from Yehuda, his father's from Binyamin. He says, what's going on? That, we don't do that. We usually, l'mishpachosim l'veisavosam. When you're trying to give someone dichus, we always follow the father. And so the Gemara gives different opinions. So on the bottom paragraph here, V'kashya ha'kashya, charesha adesinu ne'emnu me'od, shehem rabim v'dechvadim v'tzadikim v'dorahu. He says, we know there were a lot of people around during that time who were tzadikim. He tries to prove that earlier. Let's take his word for it. But that there were good Jewish people around in Shushan at the time, which is somewhat of a machlokas, meaning maybe you could have said the simplest answer was, he's an Ish Yehudi, he's the only one who did the right thing, and everybody else did not. Could be that there are other Jews in Shushan. They did not, were not tzaddikim by any stretch, and Mordechai was. And that's why he's identified as Ish Yehudi. And later, when the other Jews do participate, it's when they have a tremendous Eitzara. The Yehudim Asher B'Shushan comes up after the decree from Haman is issued, and their lives are in danger. And so, yeah, they respond. Okay, but maybe it took that to get them to respond. So you're right, they do tshuva, and that's wonderful. But at this point, maybe they're not. So that's the first suggestion. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. He says there's no source to say that. There's no source in Chazal that the Jews didn't follow mitzvot. It sounds like they did. So he says, Kedamrin and Rubo Shalotar, they're tzaddikim hayu. He tries to prove, based on other midrashim, that they were tzaddikim in that generation. They were Nevi'im there. We don't know where they were, but they were around. Says Ish Yehudi, why? He was the only one Modeh B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says the other ones all worship the Avodah Zarah. How could that be? It just doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. So what does that mean? It can't be he was the only one. Forget like not being Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. There's one thing not being Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. There's another thing worshiping Avodah Zarah. That's wild. That it can't be. So maybe. So okay, well, we're going to about to get there, what the reasons are. So Gam Hada Amrina, third page, La'el, Ish Yehudi Shalo Nitma B'fiv Michol Ma'achal Tomei. V'shalo Ne'ene Misudosu Shalo Zarah. So the Medrash says, Ish Yehudi, he was the only one who was Kofer of Avodah Zarah. He's like, how could that be? That can't be. He was the only one who didn't worship Avodah Zarah. Can't be. It also can't be, says Ish Yehudi, he was the only one who didn't participate in the Suda B'Chashverosh. They ate at the suud of Achasverus. You could say they weren't there. I mean, he's talking about the Yehudim Asher B'Shushan, but okay. But he's presuming they were presumably important people. They must have. They didn't eat there. Chalila, chalila, nviyah Hashem haKadosh haTzadik and Gemurim bedavar haraz develo domelo. He says it can't be. It's not possible. So he says there's a medrash that helps explain everything. So before we see his take on the medrash, the next couple of pages has the medrash. So if you turn two more pages. So here's the actual medrash. It's Medrash Rabbah in Shir HaShirim. Okay, so it's in the middle of the page. Medrashim work in funny places. So this one's in Shir HaShirim. He refers to it as Medrash Chazis. Yeah, I'm working. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So it's dead smack in the middle of the page. Like mamish dead smack in the middle of the page is the word Mosiv. Mosiv Rav Banaya. The first word on the line is Yechidi Haya Ne'ekar, and then Mosiv Rabbi Banaya, it's like mamish dead smack in the middle of the page. Yeah?
Mosiv Rabbi Banaya. Yeah, you know the previous page. The rich one didn't. Yeah. Most
talking about some other thing. Lerabbanu, the Mordechai and Esther, the chidim hayu. Were Mordechai and Esther the only tzaddikim in that generation? He's talking about something else, but fine. The had the Messiah, okay. What's that? That's when the decree of Haman comes out, when they discover that the Jewish people are going to be killed. This is before Mordechai tells them, hey, we have a plan, we're going to fast. This is before. Sak va'efer yutzala rabim. Sak va'efer, sackcloth and ashes, yutzala rabim. It's not just Mordechai. We know Mordechai is mitzabel on the story. But this is yutzala rabim. Many people. It's okay. So the Medrash Darshins. Ruban Shaloso Hador Tzadikim Hayu. Ruler Arabim, they were Tzadikim. They realized what was going on, and therefore they were sad. Okay, you could have understood it differently. You didn't have to understand the pshat and the pasuk that way. You could have said, yes, even if you're not a Tzadik, you don't have to be the biggest Tzadik, but when anti-Semitism, you know, starts up, everyone is sad. But the Medrash is saying, no, Yutzala Rabim. Rabim here means Rabim Shaboso Hador Tzadikim Hayu. Fine. So, Vidam Esayin L'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan know that something else is going on. Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Chilgi, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, K'siv, supposing in Yechezkel, V'zachru pliteischem otzi bagoyim asher nishbu sham. Those, your pleitim, those who are remained, those who are spit out who remain, they were remembered. Who is that? Pliteischem elu Chananya, Mishael, V'Azaria. They sort of like palit, someone v'yavoha palit, Avraham HaEvri. Right? He runs out from Sodom. The Medrash says it's Og Melech HaBashan, right? That after Lot was taken in Sodom, so Vayavo HaPalit, somebody comes, he was able to escape, and he came to Avram to tell him what's going on. So here, what's Pleiteschem? They survived, they managed to get away. Talking about Chananya, Mishael, and Azariah. What did they get away from? What did they get away from? What's exactly going on? Shayu Pleitim Mekivshon Aish. They were saved from Mekivshon Aish. There's a story in Daniel, which, if I'm not mistaken, we have. We'll take a look shortly. So they get thrown into the Kibshon Aish of Nebuchadnezzar's fire, and they manage to survive and get out of it. Fine. Okay, and so that's who it's referring to. Okay, and so there's a whole question that, okay, it sounds like people were righteous, not righteous at the time. So go look a little bit farther down, the last line on the page. I'll just give some background. Last line on the page. Im kein, lama bo Yisrael besafik b'mei Haman. The Medrash says, if everyone, or Ruban Shal Yisrael, Ruban Shal Osto Hador, Tzadikim Hayu, so why did Hashem allow the decree of Haman to come forward? Why were their lives in danger? What did they do wrong? Rabbanan Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Turn page. Rabbanan Amri, Al Sha'ovdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah. Okay. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Amar, Reb Shimon Amar, Al Sha'ochlu Mitav Shil Hagoyim. Okay, this sounds like an extreme. One is an Isser D'Oraisa Yehareg V'al Yavor, and one is Bishul Akum, which didn't actually apply during then. Okay, but it doesn't sound like Bishul Akum. It sounds like more than just Bishul Akum. It sounds like they ate Ahasuerus' suit. There's more to it than they just ate Bishul Akum. So where do you... yeah. So, Amrulo, to Rabbi Shimon, V'alolo Achlu Suda El Anshei Shuzan V'ir Bilvad. The Jews from the whole 127 provinces came to eat. The Jews in Shushan. And yet the Jews all over Paras were put in danger. So Hado Dhsib Ubimosai Mimaila Asam El Khalaminim Tsimbishushanabira. Right? So Amrullah Valo Koli Srela Raven Elim Bailin. Koli Srela Raven Zabazat. Dhsib Kosl Ishba Akhiv Ishba Avon Akhiv. We're all responsible for each other. Some Jews sinned. We're all responsible. He says, Amar Lahim Imkid Askam Atem Khiyaftab Koli Srel Klaya. According to you, if we're all responsible for everybody, so now we're all chay of misa. Why? Dichsiv zoveach la'elohim yacharam. Says, wait a minute. You said that they worshipped the Avodah Zarah. So also, so you learn to you, if all the Jews all over the world should now be killed because they worshipped the Avodah Zarah, it's a din of we should be killed for it. If we're all responsible for each other, we should all be killed. Amr lo, apal pichein lo avdu osa b'chol libam. They didn't worship it with all their heart. Shenemar kilo inami libo. Alei apal pichein v'yageh b'nei ish, v'yitam stukim in Eicha. Fine. So what exactly is happening? Did they do it? They didn't do it. They didn't worship Avazar. So let's take a look at the psukim. Before you see the measure. So psukim in Daniel. So if you keep turning, till the end is Daniel Perek Gimel. I couldn't get a nice English Hebrew Daniel going, or Hebrew, because you'll see it's not in Hebrew. It's in Aramaic. So we're going to try our best. And it's not the Aramaic that we're familiar with. The Aramaic we're familiar with from the Gemara, so it's not that. It's a different Aramaic. Mm-hmm. It's on page Kaf Beis at the top. Daniel Gimel Perek, Pasuk Aleph. Nebuchadnezzar Malka, Avad Shleim Didahav. He made a golden pesel, a golden idol. Page Kaf Beis, Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Going to be, let me not read the whole thing, because some of the Aramaic is a little bit verbose. Rume, Amin Shit, in Tzaya, Amin Shit, 60 by 6 Amos, Akime Bebika Dura, Bimdinas Bavel. And he puts it in Bikas Dura, in the Dura Valley in Bavel. He has this big pesel. Okay? Nebuchadnezzar Malka Sholach L'michnas L'achstarcha B'nayas T'gnaya U'pachavasa Ar Adar Gazaria G'davraya T'tavraya T'ftaya V'chol Shilton L'midinta. So he sends a message out to everybody. He gets the word out. Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar made it. No, these are just their names for different categories of administrative officials. He wants this. No, the Achashdar Panim are officials in Paras also. It means like a minister. Okay? So he says, send out word, turn the page, Lameise lachanuka salma dihokim Nebuchadnezzar Malka. Come, we're having a Chanukah Sabayis, we're going to inaugurate the new Pesel. They all show up. And they show up. It's very, very wordy in Daniel. It's very repetitive. The kids there, they got there. Pasuk Dalet. Now they issue a proclamation. To everybody in the kingdom. You'll hear some music. They'll give you the signal. Tiplun v'tiskun l'tselem d'ava d'yachem nebuchadnezzar malka. You have to bow down. Meaning you have a lot of people. They're going to collect a lot of people. And you'll have to bow down to the pesel. Now how are we going to organize this? We're going to play music. When you hear the right notes, you bow down. Okay. Umandi lo yipol v'yiskud. And if you don't, v'ashata yitra me lego atu nuri akidita. We'll throw you into a fiery pit. Okay. Kol kovel dina bezimna kadei shamin kol memai. Everyone heard this. Yeah, that when they hear the music, nothing called the Maya, he's not expecting the Tamad Abba, the Akim Nebuchadnezzar Malka. They do this. Kol Kovel Dina, while this is happening, Beis Dimna, Krivu Guvrin Kasdoim. Kasdoim. So the Kasdoim they're not the friendliest people to the Jewish people in Sefer Melachim. The Achlu Kartsehun Dihudaye. They want to pick on the Jews. Ano Ve'amrin Nebuchadnezzar Malka, Malka La'alman Chaye. It's very wordy. Ah, long live the king. Yeah. Fine, Pasuk Yud. And Malchus, I'm saying, you made a rule. They call Enastishma Kolkarna Mesrokita. When you hear the music, you gotta bow down. Yeah, Yudalef. Umandi lo yipo v'yiskud. If you don't, yitra me legoatu nurekida. You'll get thrown in the fiery pit. Okay. It's a very different style of nevuah here. Itai guvrani hudain dimani katan alavidas. Turn page. Medindas bavel. There are these three Jews that you appointed as ministers. Shadrach, Meshach, v'Avednego. These are the Aramaic names that Nebuchadnezzar gave Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He gave them Aramaic. It says Betharis earlier. He gave them Aramaic names. Guvraya ilin lo samuol ach malka te'im le'loch le'palchin le'selam da'ava di'akev lo sagrin. You appointed them ministers, and they're not bowing down. Okay. Yeah. So that's not good. So Beidai Nebuchadnezzar birgos v'chama. He gets upset. Bring them, okay? Bring them forward. Let's investigate. And the investigation, you can imagine, it's just a lot. It's very wordy. Yudalit. On the Nebuchadnezzar Amelon, Hatsa Shadrach Meshach Avednego. Leila Hailei Tichin Falchin. Some Davad Yakin Lo Sagdin. You're not bowing down to my Tzelem. Can Haiti Techon Atidin Dib Idna Tishman Kalkarna. Didn't you hear that I said when you play the music, you got to bow down? Okay, and if not, you'll get thrown out, you'll get thrown in the fiery pit. Okay, the end of Tetzvav. Uman hu eladi, shtetzvun miyadi. Who can save you from me? I have a challenge. Tezayin. Ono shadrach meishaf havin nigo. Zarmin l'malko, so they respond. Nebuchadnezzar. Lochashchin anachna al denofit kom la'avutoch. Let's see, there's the Rashi on the bottom. We're lochashchin, we're not choses. We're not worried. We're not worried. We're not doing this. We're just not doing it. Not happening. The God we serve, He'll save us. He'll save us from you. He'll save us from anything. He says, I'm sorry to know. He gets upset. He throws him into the fire. Okay, you might be familiar with the story. I hadn't necessarily seen it inside until recently. Okay. Making a fire seven times hotter, and they throw them inside. You can read the rest of the story. They throw them inside, and they're not getting burned, and their clothes aren't getting burned, and they're sitting there, and nothing's happening to them. And, yeah, okay. So, and, okay. So, called Gimel, the Kuvrai, Link, Lateon, Shadrach, Meshach, Wavin, Nago, Nefalu, Watin, they're tied up, they're in the fiery pit. Okay, and he says, yeah, what's going on with them? He said, oh, we'll go take a look. And he said, they're walking around. They're walking around. They see them at the fire pit. They're walking around. Everything's fine. So puzzle kavav, they die in crave. Nebuchadnezzar, litratu, nurekidiz, Nebuchadnezzar comes to take a look. Apparently, Nafkin, Shadrach, Meshach, Vavindigo, Mingurinuda, apparently he can get out. And everyone's watching. They called the same chevra that he called to make the announcement. He calls them to take a look. Fine. They're not burned. Kavches is important. Blessed be the God of these three people. He sent them Malach to save them. Wonderful. Okay. They don't have to bow down anymore. The call am umav ilosin diemar shalav aleihon di shadrach machos having to go hadam minit avei do beit inival yistavei kol kavil di lo itay lahachren di yukal asgai. People can bet you can worship God. You can worship Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Apparently, I'm not dealing with this. This is weird stuff. I'm not interested. Fine. So the Medrash wants to know, what about the other Jews? What about the other Jews? There are more Jews in Bavel than just Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now, I know why the story's about them. I understand that. The story's about them because they were ministers. And so somebody wanted to get them in trouble. So they came to Nebuchadnezzar. They said, you know, these three chevra, they're supposed to be so important that we can get them in trouble. What about the other Jews in Bavel? So the Medrash deals with that. So if you go back, it says Reish Lamed Dalet on the top. It says Reish Lamed Dalet on the top, right? You have to go backwards. We're going back to the Medrash. Okay? Reish Lamed Dalet at the top. It's the second wide line in the Medrash. The first word on the line is Hara Hazeh. Okay? In the middle of the line. Aldas Rabbanon Abdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah Ben Nebuchadnezzar. Aldas Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Lo Abdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah Ben Nebuchadnezzar. They disagree. Rabbanon Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, did Bnei Yisrael worship Avodah Zarah in the time of Nebuchadnezzar or not? Meaning, the Pesukim don't say. The Pesukim clearly say that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah did not. But what about the rest of the Jewish people in Bavel? Okay. Yeah, we don't know yet. Yeah, Mordechai's not around. Yeah, where is Mordechai? I don't know. Excellent question. I don't know he's alive yet. He's not around. Nebuchadnezzar's earlier. Yeah. Yes, so that's going to be right here. It's going to be right. That's exactly what it's going to say here. That's the Tosfos. The Gemara says that they really didn't. What were they thinking? It wasn't really about the Zohar. We'll see that right now. So, Aldas Rabbanan of the Yisrael of the Zohar Ketan. What do you mean? Rabbanan said they did worship of the Zohar. How do you know? Nebuchadnezzar Hamid Selim. He made his pesel. The Hefresh Esrim Ushlosha Migul Uma Ve'Uma. He took 23 people from each nation. Ve'Esrim Ushlosha Migul Yisrael. And 23 people from the Jews. Okay, and so they bowed down. 23 people bow down. 23 people from each nation bow down. Aldas Rav Shimon Law of Israel Avodah Zarah. Okay? Okay, he says what happened. Nebuchadnezzar Mitzvah, and Vehifish Mikol Umav Umash Shlosha. He only separated three from each nation. Ushlosa mikol Yisrael, three from the Jews. That doesn't sound like this in the Pesukim, but v'chananya mishal v'azariah shayu ushlosa mi'Yisrael, the Jews, the three Jews were chananya mishal v'azariah. In all honesty, if I were to read the Pesukim, it sounds like, it depends how you read that transition in the Pesukim. It sounds like he told them to do this, and then these Kasdoim wanted to get the Jews in trouble. They said, you know, these three ministers, because they're important, they said, do what you tell them. And they didn't. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, I'm not saying he doesn't know the Pesukim better than I do, he most certainly does, he's reading it as saying, no, they're saying, you know, the three Jews you chose, hey, they're ministers and they're not listening. But they were the three. They were the three that were chosen. Okay? And they didn't do it. And they didn't do Avodah Zarah, they didn't worship. So how did they know what to do? So Daniel. They went to Daniel Anavi. Amrulo, Rabbeinu, Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, turn the page. Nebuchadnezzar and Mitzalim v'hefesh v'kol umah v'umah shloshah v'lanu hefesh v'kol Yisrael. They went to the Rebbe, to Daniel. And he said, the top of the page, Daniel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, he separated us. Masa omer lanu. What should we do? Niskodlei? Olo. Should we bow down to the pastel or not? A little bit strange. Right? Amar lehem. Hinei anavi lefnechem. Mechuetz lo. Daniel says, no, there's a navi here. Go to him. Who's a navi? Yechezkel. Amar lehem, right? Holchu b'lehem yad eitzel Yechezkel. Yechezkel anavi. It sounds like a very simple shaila so far. It doesn't sound very complicated. Should we worship Avodah Zarah under the pain of death or not? I thought this Gemara was, okay, fine. Amru lo, kamosh amru Daniel, niskod le olo. Should we bow down or not? Amar lehem, kvar mikubal ani mi Yishaya Rebbe, chavi kimad rega ad yavor zam. Psukim in Yishaya, chavi kimad rega. Hide, avoid for a moment, ad yavor zam until the anger passes. Okay, that's not so helpful. Sometimes these nevuahs, you know, they ask a very straightforward question and they gave a very roundabout answer. Yeah? Yeah, Amar Lei, Mazbah, what do you want from us? Like, what does that mean? Yeah? Amar Mazbah, Dihon Amrin, Hadin Talma, Sagdin Le Kulamaya. Everyone's going to say that everyone's bowing down. We're going to hide. They're going to say, look, everyone bow down. Amar lo numada tu namrin. So what are you going to do? What's the plan? Amar le anam beinam niten le beigam dineh beitaman v'lo niskod le begin dihon amrin hadin salma kulamaya tzadi le levar Yisrael. He said, no, we're going to stand there. He said, go hide. What are you doing? Yechezkel Navi said, chavi kimad rega, go hide. And they said, well, people won't see us. They won't know that we're not there. They'll say, no, everyone bowed down, including the Jews. I don't know who the three Jews are. There are thousands of people here. They said, so he goes, what do you want to do? No, we're going to go and bedav kanap out there. We're going to stand straight. Put their lives at risk. Amar lahem, im kadash kam hamtinu liyatzei melech v'gvura. Okay, I hear it. Let me check with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's nice to have that option. Hadu d'chsiv, ready to pause in Yechezkel, ba'u anoshim mizikna Yisrael lidros et Hashem v'yishvu lefanai. Yechezkel is sukim, you have it here, I don't know if I'm trying to see it. But he says people from Am Yisrael came, and they asked, they came to Yechezkel, and they said, "Nu, what should we do?" No, I don't think we have it here. So we don't. So we'll try it. It's quoted correctly. So, umihayu, so he says, who are they? Chananya Mishael v'Azariah. This is what they came to ask. Amar l'pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Chananya Mishael v'Azariah mevakshin litei nafsha makdusha tzmecha. Should they give up their lives for Kiddush Hashem? Because they had another option. They could have ran away. Meaning, Yechezkel told them to run away. Mitkayim atalein olo. Are you going to help them or not? Amar lo, eini mitkayim aleihem. I'm not helping them. Hada udichsiv. Ben adam, the barrel zikmei Yisrael amar atalehem. The next tukim. Ko amar Hashem. Halidrosot yatam baim. You're coming to ask me? Me'achar shigaramtem li'rachim v'esiv lisra v'echali l'lelos banay l'vein ha'umos. You caused me to destroy the Beis HaMikdos. Now you want me? Not interested. V'achakach atem baim l'darsheni. Now you want my help? Chayoni midarish lachem. I will not help you. Bostasha, bacha Yechezkel v'konein v'helil ba'atmo. Yechezkel was all sad. V'amar bailus on the Israel of the Seiris Yehuda. This is terrible. The Jewish people are lost. Shalom Yishtayim Yehuda elayil b'vad. These are the only four people left, and they're going to die. It's going to be terrible. They're the leaders of the Jews. Shneamar v'yibem v'Yehuda Daniel chazei Mishael v'Azariah v'zotu avabalem. These are big tzaddikim, and this is what Hashem wants to do with them. Imagine what he wants to do with the rest of Am Yisrael. V'haba bachei ba'azim was crying. Kevan da'asa, so he came back to Hanani, Mishael, and Zaryo. Amr lei, ma'amar l'chakadosh baruch hu. So Amr lehem, eini miskayim elechem. He said he's not helping you. Amr lo, bein miskayim, bein shein miskayim, anu nosim nafshein ol'tusha simo. Effectively, they're saying, lo basamayim hi. The Torah says, we do it, we're going to do it. Whether Hashem helps us, doesn't help us, we're going to give up our lives on Kiddush Hashem. Teda l'chashu kein, sh'ad sh'lo bo'es l'cheska ma'amr l'nebuchadnezzar. He says, how do you know? Because when they came, before they asked Yechezkel, before they got thrown in, so before they spoke to Yechezkel, according to this Medrash, what did they say to Nebuchadnezzar? L'chashka v'nachal z'napitkam l'avudach, hein itay lahadi anach napalchin yachol leishen zevtana. Remember they told Nebuchadnezzar, God will save us. V'achar shabal Yechezkel v'samwa shuva. After that, they said, look, we don't know, we're just doing the right thing. We're going to do it, whether God saved us. They're not as confident the second time when they speak. When they're saved, they said that we don't know what's going to go on. They were not as confident that Hashem was going to save them. They're doing it because Yechezkel told them that Hashem is not going to save them. So that's a little bit strange. Hashem said, I'm not going to save you, and then we know he did. Yeah. Whether you should know, the God we worship, will sell him dava, di, turn your page, we won't bow down to your pestle. Once they left Yechezkel, so we know the end of the story, they were saved. So what happened? Nigla Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'amar Lo Yechezkel Ma'atzavur Tehni Miskayam. Do you really think that I'm not going to save them? Miskayam Ani Alem Kevavadai Hadu Dichtiv Kamar Hashem Elokim Oz Zoti Dareish Sovet Yisrael. I will be back with them again. El Shavik Lohon Zelo Temer Lohon Midi. Don't tell them anything. It will be an Yisrael for them and to create a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Okay. So what does that do with anything? So first of all, it sounds like according to Shimon Bar Yochai, first of all, nobody bowed down. Am Yisrael did not bow down to the Pesel. Right? Only three were chosen. And those three made a choice of saying no. So what's an Ish Yehudi? What does it have to do with Mordechai? So Mordechai was one of the hundreds of thousands, millions of Jews who also wasn't challenged with this. He was one of the three. So if you go back to the Manos Halevi on the second page, I apologize, I'm sorry, he quotes the Medrash. It's on the fourth page, Reish Kaf Hei at the top. He quotes the Medrash and summarizes it, but sometimes he leaves out details, so I thought it was worthwhile to see inside. The paragraph starts with Hine Lamadnu. On the top left-hand side of the page, it says Reish Chaf Hei. He says, first of all, you learn from here that not everybody bowed down. They weren't tzaddikim. Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the Nevi'im, they certainly didn't bow down. They weren't even asked to bow down. So they certainly didn't bow down to the Pesel, and they didn't. And third line, he says, Ela ininu shechanani mishal v'azari rasu lamod keneged Nebuchadnezzar lateis pegam babo dezara shalom. They want to stand up and make a mecha. The ears told me avozu leinei kol kavalam. They could have run away. And they chose not to run away. They chose to stand up and take a stand. Dim Kane, mazu shelo, mazu tshuva. What are they asking? Meaning they could have ran away. They could have ran away. Otherwise, what's this conversation about? They could have ran away. They didn't want to. V'tamas shelo etz yishem nistafku v'mashu nistafku abayim acharem. Im hayaz avodah zara. Imandarta Shomelach. He said, it's all Bechot in the Gemara. Was this really Avodah Zarah? Was this really not Avodah Zarah? Maybe it wasn't Avodah Zarah. Maybe it was done not L'Shem Avodah Zarah, but L'Shem Kavod HaMelech. And if it's done L'Shem Kavod HaMelech, then you're allowed to do it. So he says, I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but he says, well, maybe it was only not Avodah Zarah. Maybe the whole thing wasn't Avodah Zarah. So they said, maybe that was part of the question. It's not really Avodah Zarah, but people aren't going to know. And he's like, minor chilukim and lomdis. People, it wasn't really for the Zarah, so it was more than, no, they're going to see that they bowed down. So they didn't. They didn't. They chose to take a stand. They could have ran away. They didn't run away. And he says, that's what Mordechai did also. We'll see it later. Ish Yehudi, because he stood up, he could have not showed up at the Suda and not been challenged with and taken a stand. He could have done a lot of things and not taken a stand. We pointed out 2 times ago. When he heard Big Son and Terrace trying to kill Ahasuerus is the one who stopped the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. Korah gave them permission to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, and Ahasuerus gave in to the locals who were malshin on the Jews, and he made them stop building the Beit HaMikdash. Mordechai, when he heard an assassination plot against Ahasuerus, it would have been politically savvy to have sat quietly, but he didn't. He did. He could have just ran away. He got up and he did the right thing because he thought it was the right thing to do. When Haman, we'll see later, Haman wants everybody to bow down to him. The Manos HaLevi can say, you know what happened? Umordechai lo yichra velo yishtachave. The grammar is off. Mordechai will not bow and he will not kneel. What lo yichra velo yishtachave? Lo kara velo yishtachava. The whole meaning, the whole thing's written in past. Mordechai lo yichra velo yishtach. He will not. What do you mean he will not? He did not.
He would not.
He, so more so, he says, not only he would not, he put himself bedavka in the situation. He could have ran away. You see Haman coming, walk away. What about all the other Jews in Shushan? What did they do? Because the Gemara says, Haman had a selam, he was holding it, I have to stop. That Haman had a pestle on, he was wearing. So all the other Jews bowed down? No, they just got out of the way. They saw him coming down the street, they moved away. And Mordechai, lo yichrav, lo yishtach, he made a point of it. He bedavka got in his way, and he stood there, and he took a stand. Ish Yehudi, based on this same Gemara, the same way that they didn't worship, that Hanani, Mishael, Nazar didn't worship Abba Zara, so too Mordechai stood up. He could have ran away. He would have been fine. That was perfect. Everybody else did. Everybody else did. Hanani, Mishael, Nazar were given the opportunity to run away, but he learned from them to take a stand, and that's part of why he's called Mordechai Yehudi. Okay.